Hello, my friends. Welcome to True Religion Radio. And of course, this is your host, Paul Drockton. I am your host. And we're going to talk today about the eternal progression of man. Now, eternal simply means always, always existed, never did not exist, but have always, always, always existed and will never cease to exist. So we will always exist. Now, initially, we were intelligences, pure intelligence. Think about like a global light, ethereal, no matter, none, but with the ability to reason, to think. That, my friends, is what pure intelligence is. Now, when you think about intelligence, you have to think that that intelligence is damned unless you can combine it with matter. Why? Because without a material body, you can't move, you can't act, you can't do anything, really. You just sit there and think, right? Well, basically, the Bible explains to us that God, the Father, is the Father of our spirits, which means He's the one who created our spirits, which means He's the one that organized our intelligence and our matter and basically formed the spirits of men. Now, as a spirit, we had the ability to feel, to think, to move. And basically, we were greater than what we were as intelligence. So we had progressed to the world of spirits. Now, as a spirit, these emotions that we had run the range of what we can experience today. But the only difference is a spirit body is made of finer matter. So God's creation is combining intelligence with matter. That's what He does. That is what God does. Now, there are multiple millions, gazillions, unnumbered intelligences out there. And when you look at God's creation, everything that God has created, He has taken matter and He's combined it with intelligence. Everything. Trees have intelligence. Animals have intelligence. The earth itself has intelligence. Now, this is an important concept because God speaks and that intelligence obeys. This is how God can say to a mountain, be cast in the sea, it's done. This is why Jesus Christ could say to a fig tree, don't die and no more, don't bear no more figs and perish, and it does. This is why Jesus Christ was able to heal people, why He was able to raise the dead, because every intelligence, all intelligences, will eventually submit to God. Jesus Christ is God, and therefore all intelligence submits to Him. Therefore, He can command and the intelligences obey. Another critical point, because if you understand that, then you can understand why we worship a God of miracles, because He is the Creator. He is the one who put together this creation, and He's the God of this creation. Now, Jesus Christ also existed as pure intelligence. The difference between Him and us is he had a fullness of intelligence. He was far greater than any of us could ever hope to be. And none of us will ever match Him for intelligence. But all of us in our own sphere have a portion of His intelligence, have a portion of the knowledge that He has, have a portion of the understanding. And literally, because we have a portion, we are able to call ourselves the sons and daughters of God. Now, does this mean that we're ever going to be equal to Jesus Christ and God? No, we can never be equal to them. They're always going to be better than us. They're always going to be smarter than us. They're always going to be greater intelligence than we are. And that's okay. It's just a fact. It is what it is. Now, Jesus Christ organized the intelligences at the beginning. And He organized them according to their intelligence. Greater intelligence was closer to Him because they would benefit. And then we went outward from there. Now, what about Satan? What about Lucifer? Well, as we stated before, there never was any light or truth in Satan or his minions. He simply was permitted to come into a spiritual body because He's just part of the plan. He's part of creating the experience that we need to understand the difference between good and evil. That's why he was permitted to come into the creation. No other reason. Now, we go from being intelligences to spirits, and then the next step is for us to receive a mortal body. This is all part of our progress. It's critical. Remember, matter and intelligence are responsible for happiness and joy, which is really the ultimate destiny for all men, except for those that we'll refer to as sons of perdition, which literally were like Satan in the beginning. Their end is to be cast out. So here we are. We're sent down to mortality, where we get the opportunity to experience good and evil for ourselves. We come with the veil of forgetfulness. We don't remember our pre-earth lives. We don't remember our existence as intelligence. We don't remember our existence as spirits. All we know is that we have choices to make here. Now, when God created Adam and Eve and placed them in the Garden of Eden, he basically gave them a choice. The choice was, you can stay in this paradise forever, just as you are, innocent, right? Without real knowledge, right? Or you can eat from this tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was God who placed the tree in the garden. It was also God who permitted Satan to be in the garden to tempt Adam and Eve. So here we have God permitting choice. And he knew what the choice was going to be before the choice was made, because obviously he knows everything we're going to do. Yet, he permits us to choose. Just because he knows what we're going to do doesn't mean that he forces us or makes us make those choices. That is up to us. So when Satan told Eve that if she partook of the fruit of the tree that she would gain knowledge, it was true. Because once she took a bite from that fruit, then came the fall of both Adam and Eve. And they were cast out of paradise, the Garden of Eden, and they were cast into a world where both good and evil exist. And this, my friends, is how we gain knowledge. Now, knowledge can come from two different sources. One from our own experiences, another is from others' experiences. It's far better to learn from others' experiences than it is from our own. But we will learn one way or the other. And there are certain experiences that we can only learn by going through them. And this, my friends, is why there's pain and why there's sorrow and why there's war and why there's poverty and why there's wealth and why there's sickness and why there's health. All these things simply so that we can get an education. Now remember, this body that we have in mortality is just a temporary body. We're just here to experience our lives, which obviously begin with birth and end with death. And afterwards, we take all this knowledge and experience with us. And hopefully, we also learn wisdom, which is to choose the good over the evil, realizing that by choosing the good, we can experience happiness and joy. Now, the key to getting through mortality is to know that there's only one real right choice, and that choice is Jesus Christ. He's the only right choice. Every other choice is a distraction. And we'll talk more about this in a future podcast, but right now, understand that God will always, always, always allow you to choose. The emotions that you feel, no matter how strong they are, they're not forcing you to make a choice. You can choose whatever you desire outside of your emotions. You can make a choice to do the right thing regardless of how you feel. See, this is another great truth. Jesus Christ went through the crucifixion. He knew exactly what he was going to experience. He knew what he was going to suffer in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew all these things. And yet he submitted himself to them because he knew that the price he was paying would be beneficial not only for him, but for everyone. So remember, no matter how bad it is in your life, and it could be horrible right now, you still have choices. You're still, nowhere at any time will the Lord deprive you of your ability to choose. And remember, the harder it is for you to do good, the greater the reward. And in the end, you're going to look and you're going to say, thank God for all these experiences in my life. Thank you for the education you've given me. I'm grateful. And we'll continue this discussion in our next podcast. This is Paul Drochten. God bless. Have a great day.